9:30 on a Friday. And Benny Puria, intrepid investigative journalist, is in the house for another Friday
Focus.
Friday Focus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Friday Focus on the North Coast. Each week, we unpack the stories shaping life across our region, the issues that affect our land, our home, and our communities. And this is the local debate, the five headlines that are driving local debate this week. Land invasions on private property. Private farms and development sites across the North Coast are facing a growing wave of land invasions. Property owners say they're fighting a system stacked against them. Legal processes are costly and slow, and by the time they reach court, even more people have moved in. Many describe the invasions as coordinated, not acts of desperation, but part of a shadow network taking advantage of weak enforcement. Farmers warn that without visible municipal and police intervention, they're being left to fend for themselves. And this is a story we highlighted just briefly on the morning show this week. And people can actually go in and listen to the interview as well. It's very important.
Very interesting interview and a very interesting topic, which is currently... Well, it's playing out as we speak.
Absolutely.
Across this region, yeah. And very, very little attention has been focused on it. Surprisingly, in the formal media, what used to be called mainstream media, but it clearly isn't anymore. Except here, we're following what's happening of interest and of importance locally. And Penny is almost the sole guardian of these things these days. You must be. Very busy, Penny.
We are unpacking it. And, I've been interviewing people on the ground and I've looked at both sides. And it's actually so complicated because there are officials that are part of this shadow network that are taking advantage of the law. Because if you don't have millions to go to the High Court and stop these illegal invasions and get a High Court order to get them evicted, you have no recourse. You basically lose your land. And that is what we are seeing unfolding very quietly on the North Coast.
Well, quietly and until the light is shone.
Yes.
And funnily enough, when the light is shone, the cockroaches scuttle. And I'm not calling people cockroaches. I'm using it as an analogy.
Metaphor.
When you shine a light, if there are creatures in the dark that suddenly are exposed, they tend to flee. And this is the same thing with, all it takes for bad people to succeed is for good people to do nothing.
Absolutely.
And we won't allow that to happen.
And another one is, what do you do if you stop by police? A recent High Court ruling has made it clear South Africans are within their rights to film police officers in public, including during a stop or search, as long as it doesn't interfere with their work. Officers cannot confiscate your phone or order you to delete footage. So if you stopped, stay calm, ask for the officer's name and badge number, and record from a safe distance. The ruling strengthens transparency and accountability, something the public has been calling for. So this is very important to know. They cannot confiscate your phone or stop you from filming.
Well, that's what the law says, but we all understand the practical reality of the situation. If a couple of burly cops are bearing down on you as an investigative journalist with your cell phone, you probably will capitulate.
Yeah, but now, when you have the law on your side and you stand firm and they can see that you actually know what you're talking about and you are aware of your rights, they're a little bit hesitant because they can face major disciplinary action. So I think it's quite important for everyone to know their rights, especially during roadblocks. And, we've seen cases where people actually had outstanding fines and they were arrested without proper warrant of arrests.
Can you be arrested for an outstanding fine at a roadblock? I don't think you can.
No, you can't. Yeah. Unless you have been physically served and you have to request the officer to show you the copy of the warrant of arrest, then only can you actually go there, and then they have a right to actually give you a fine there and read your... So you can't be locked up.
And with traffic fines that arrive in the post, those are kind of a joke, are they not?
Yeah.
Because unless you've been served and you've acknowledged receipt of that fine, especially with the Postal Service being as shall we say, odd as it is in South Africa. I think people that receive by post a notification that you have exceeded the speed limit or whatever, and you are therefore invited to pay a huge amount of money to this particular organ, and you just ignore it and wait for the summons.
You have to be served, yes. And you have to be served the summons. You know, there is a site now that you can go online and you can check if you have any outstanding fines against your name.
Why would you do that? Because without a summons being issued, you can just say, well...
You don't know.
You know, I was completely in the dark. It is South Africa after all.
Yeah, but you know what? They are clamping down. They are bringing in new systems now where they are going to be getting a little stricter. They're going to be working similarly to the overseas system on the points system. So you have three strikes against you. You can lose your license. But obviously, as anything else, it's the implementation phase. And we currently are supposed to be doing it in KZN.
I love that you can lose your license, which you haven't got, because the single license printing machine in South Africa doesn't work or hasn't been working for a while. And it's not working again, but it's still got 6 months backlog.
And you know what? There was a procurement process, and they actually went, officers, municipal officials, from the department, the top department nationally, went to check this new machine out, and they actually ended up to the wrong country. Yes.
They went to France, and the machine wasn't in France. So,
now there's a whole lot of money that has been missing because, the procurement process obviously went through the leaks, and the money's gone, and now there's a whole investigation on it. So they have given motorists who have had an expired license 3 months grace now. So if you are stopped with an expired license, you have the right to show them your license, and as long as you've shown them that you have actually gone to the station to renew it, you're well within your rights of keeping it there until you get a replacement.
Okay.
So Airbnb and short-term letting, we've been following that. The law is on hold. Kwadukuza Municipality has confirmed that controversial land use amendments affecting Airbnb and short-term rentals will go ahead, but without the short-term rental clauses. Those sections have been formally suspended until a new policy is drafted early next year. For now, short-term letting remains in a legal grey zone. Not newly banned, but not officially recognised either. The municipality says a dedicated short-term rental policy will be developed with full public participation. For hosts, it's a temporary win, but the next round of debate is already coming. So we'll keep you abreast as the developments happen in the new year.
But as it stands right now, if you are doing the short-term letting as an extra income, you're okay.
Yes, for now, until the amendments happen. And the new IDP and budget cycle, what it means for communities, Kwadukuza's new integrated development plan and municipal budget cycle, those are set to open for public participation in the coming weeks. This is where communities can weigh in on priorities for the next financial year, from road repairs and water infrastructure to housing and local business support. For Ward 22 residents and Ward 20, the IDP Roadshow takes place on Tuesday, the 22nd of October at 6 p.m. at Mshlali Prep. It's an opportunity to be part of the conversation that determines how ward-based needs are prioritized. Civic groups are urging residents to attend, study the draft plans, and make sure the projects reflect real on-the-ground needs rather than political promises. And it's going to be very interesting with the local cycle of elections coming up next year, what the priorities will be. I know everyone's going to be promised everything in the wards, and the officials are going to be there grandstanding. So it's going to be very interesting. Last year, we had a massive outpouring of community attending the IDP at Mshlali.
It was interesting. It was wonderful to see.
It's the first time I've seen it so packed.
People generally taking advantage of the opportunity to get in front of those municipal officials and to show a common cause, and it seemed to work extraordinarily well.
It was excellent. Yeah, it's the first time, because normally in the past there's been such a groundswell of apathy, and I think there was such a drive from the civic groups, our ratepayers association, and they really, really encouraged everyone to attend.
So good thing it started. It started to roll. Let's keep the momentum up.
Very
Make sure
important.
That if you are available, please join the throng, join the movement. Make a difference.
Absolutely. And you know what? You can't be a keyboard warrior. You know, if you're going to complain, you need to make, at least be present where you can actually put in, give input that's constructive as well. So I think these...
Well, it's quite entertaining, I believe, watching the municipal officials
they're all under
in a panic
in the hot seat. They really get grounded. I felt sorry for some of them last year, and the community, you know, it was all the unpacking with the mayor, Ali Ngidi, and we had recently publicized what he was paying for his car hire and the security guards, so everyone was ready to take him on, and he didn't pitch up. He had a sick note. So it's, going to be interesting. And finally, the coastal pollution and the Tongaat Lagoon. The Tongaat estuary remains one of the most polluted waterways on the north coast, with ongoing sewer leaks and delays in wastewater upgrades. Environmental experts say years of reports and promises haven't translated into progress. Concerned residents and civic groups are now discussing their own community-driven monitoring network to hold authorities accountable and protect marine life along your coastline. So we're going to see how that is going to be unpacking. So that's your Friday Focus on the North Coast. More updates and interviews. You can visit our social media pages and listen to the Uncensored podcast for this week's topic on land invasion. I'm Penny Furry, and thanks for tuning in, and have a safe weekend.